This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And the tip-off will be controlled by Edinburgh. Edinburgh going from our right to our left as we look down on the floor. Carson gets with the ball, dishes it off to Colin Harden, who comes up top. Now off to Isaiah Fisher. Now trying to go inside. The ball is tipped away, but it's recovered by the Wildcats. Edinburgh South Fork Co-op. As with the ball is Colin Harden. Harden trying to drive. He's being shut off there, so he'll give it off to Carson Getz. He'll fire a three. It's no good. And Hillsborough comes down with the rebound as Braden Fowler does the honors. Fowler bringing the ball down to the corner, now dishing it off over here to Mitchell Lowe. Lowe on the dribble, goes up between the circles, almost lost the dribble, picks up his dribble now. He'll give the ball off on the wing to Declan Riggs. Riggs is going to skip pass all the way over to Fowler for a three. It's an air ball. Coming away with the rebound is Joey Patterson. Patterson swings the ball down quickly to Harden. Harden's going to spin and shoot from 12 off the iron. No good. Jay Stewart coming up with the rebound for the Toppers. They'll bring the ball down into the corner and send it out top for a three. Bottom of the net. Declan Riggs gets the tray to start the day. Makes it 3-0 in favor of the Toppers. We have a traveling call on Edinburgh. Somehow or another, we forgot to get those 3 points up on the scoreboard. We'll see what they do there. There we go. Toppers up 3-0, and they have the ball. Riggs on the dribble. Down in the corner to Lowe. Lowe with a skip pass. It's going to be tipped, but last touched by the Toppers as it goes out of bounds. Turnover gives the ball back to Edinburgh. Another three up, and it's good. This is up and good by Colin Harden. So he gets a three. That ties things up 3-3. Tim. Ball out of bounds. Going to be
Haggard.
Topper ball.
Haggard.
Haggard. All right. Had a change in my program there. Number 23 for Hillsborough is Dom Haggard. Glad to get that. Thank you, Mr. Mize. And so we'll have a timeout on the floor. It's going to be a short one, so we'll keep it right here. And remind you that we have four more games coming your way today. At 3:30, it's Lincolnwood and Litchfield boys doing battle. 5 o'clock will be a girls' contest between Nokomis and Greenville. Then Centralia and Effingham boys will be game number 7. And the nightcap, Nokomis and Madison in a boys' contest to finish this third annual Terry Tote Shootout versus Cancer. So Dom Haggard is number 23 for Hillsborough. Got to make sure I get that straightened out here. Check my scorebook. That's fine. Now we're ready to get this going here. So it'll be a white ball following the timeout. And it will be Devlin inbounding. He'll get it in to Declan Riggs. Riggs sends it over on the wing to Fowler. Fowler gets trapped in the corner, tries to pass it inside. It's deflected and stolen by Edinburgh, who will take it to the elbow and up. The shot is no good for Harden. Harden fighting for the rebound. He's flat on his back as he gets the rebound or gets the loose ball. He's tied up there. The arrow will point to Hillsborough. And so with 5:30 to go here in the first quarter, tied up 3-3, Hillsborough will have the ball, and they're headed towards the west end of the gymnasium. With the ball is Mitchell Lowe. He'll swing it over on the wing to Riggs. Riggs for three. Bottom of the net. Riggs with his second tray of the day. He has 6 points, and it's 6-3, Hillsborough with a lead. Toppers JV playing the Edinburgh varsity. And doing quite well here in the first 3 minutes. Shot up from the head of the key, a three-point attempt by Colin Harden. Edinburgh trying those three-pointers, and they're just not having a whole lot of luck here in the early going. Haggard with the ball, swings it into the post to Peyton Brown. Foul going to be called on the play, and it'll go against, this is going to go against Carson Getz, I do believe. Yes, Getz will pick up personal foul number one. Toppers will inbound under their own basket. Quick pass in to Haggard. Haggard from the baseline. They gave him two just inside the three-point line, evidently. But that makes it, should make it 8-3. Not sure what they didn't give the ball to the, or give the basket to the wrong team there. We'll have to wait and see if they get that straightened out momentarily. Rebound and shot up and no good by Colin Harden, but Harden is fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. This foul is going to be called on Declan Riggs. First free throw from Harden. He eyes it, tries it, and buys it. He has 4 points for Edinburgh now, as he'll get another. The only Wildcat to score thus far in the first half of the first quarter. Harden eyes the second, tries the second one, hits back iron, kicks out. Harden comes up with the rebound. He'll toss it up top to Getz, who will set up the offense. Getz goes into the lane, off the glass. It's no good. Coming up with the rebound is Purple. Purple goes to the hole. And he gets hacked in the act. He'll go to the free throw line. They'll call this one on Riggs as well. Riggs going to pick up his second foul. And he'll have a seat between the free throws. As Drew Purple, South Fork student, makes the first. It is a Kincaid South Fork Edinburgh co-op. As getting ready for the second free throw is Purple. It won't go, but coming up with the rebound is Harden. Harden will clear it out, set it up. He gets the ball back on the wing. He'll drive that left side, try to go baseline, but as he's pushed, trying to pass the ball away, he's fouled, and it'll be ball out of bounds. Foul going to be called on Fowler, his first, team third. Edinburgh to inbound under their own basket, halfway through quarter number one. In it comes to Fisher. Fisher going to try to drive and spin. Now he'll pick up his dribble and kick it back outside. Gets with the ball between the circles. Goes behind his back, between his legs. Gives the ball off to Harden. Harden's three is up, and it's good as he gets bottom of the net for the second time this afternoon. Give him 7, make it 8-8. Now a missed shot and rebound by the Wildcats. They have an opportunity to take the lead. Harden driving down the side. Now he'll decide to kick it back out. To Fisher it goes. Now inside it'll go to Patterson. Patterson lost the ball underneath the basket. Tried to get it out. It is a turnover on Edinburgh. Haggard with the ball in the corner. Back out top. He'll go to Brown. Peyton's shot will not go. Edinburgh coming up with a rebound. Oh, a nice steal there by Braden Fowler. He simply read that one all the way. Looked like a free safety coming across the back of the defensive backfield there. He get the interception. Toppers get the ball. They'll go inside. It's Mitchell Lowe in trouble. He tries to force one up. Doesn't catch iron. Wildcats come away with the rebound. Drew Purple, the sophomore, comes away with it. Now the other way, it's Getz going to the basket. Getz gets one. Nope, he gets two. As he takes the ball to the hole, goes off the glass on the right side. Makes it 10-8 in favor of Edinburgh as we head to the final 2.5 minutes of the first quarter. Oh, trying to skip pass into the middle. That's not going to work. Against a varsity team who was ready and waiting for that one, Drew Purple came up with a steal. Turnover number 3. And now a turnover the other way as the Edinburgh player shuffled his feet. So 3 turnovers each way. Coming into the ball game for Edinburgh is Alex Peacock, the freshman. I think we're going to take the timeout. This may be the mask timeout, coming on a little bit late, but it's coming on. 2:15 to go in the first quarter. 10-8 Edinburgh with the lead. Back after these messages on WSMI. Following the mask timeout, it will be Hillsboro ball. With the ball up top is Peyton Brown. Hills goes between his legs, almost lost it. Trying to sneak in there to get the steal was Isaiah Fisher. Toppers are able to hang on. They'll send it to the corner. And down there, Braden Fowler shuffles his feet for turnover number four. It's one of those unforced errors. He couldn't decide if he wanted to pass it or if he wanted to dribble. He did neither. And cost them the possession. Back the other way, a long three-point shot up by Colin Harden. This one off iron, no good. Haggard comes away with a rebound. And the Toppers come back the other way. They'll give it off. Up top to Braden Fowler. Fowler dishes it off to Brown, who has his shot rejected. Edinburgh comes away with it. Brown gives a dish off in there to Harden. His shot comes up short, and Haggard comes up with yet another rebound. Dom Haggard doing a good job on the glass here this afternoon. Shot rolls off the rim for Peyton Brown, but the rebound is up. And no good by Dylan Lessman, but Lessman is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. This foul is going to go against Colin Harden. It'll be Harden's first foul. And Dylan Lessman shooting two. First one rattles around, finally goes down. First point of the game for Dylan Lessman. He'll get a second. As he'll take two or three quick dribbles, eye it, he'll try it. He can't buy it. Both of them hit back iron. The first one rattled in, the second one rattled out. 10-9, Edinburgh with a one-point lead and the ball. Fisher on the dribble, gets it over on the wing to Harden. Harden drives off the glass. Going to call a blocking foul against the Toppers as he took the ball to the hole with authority. And they're going to call this foul on Braden Fowler. So Fowler has picked up his second. Two fouls on him, two fouls on Riggs. To the free throw line, Colin Harden to shoot two. He's one for two thus far tonight. The righty dribbles once. Let's go. It's good. Gives him 8 points on the game. Looking for number nine. Bends those knees, extends. This one rolls in and out, no good. Once again, there's Haggard coming up with the rebound for HHS. We give it off to Brown. Brown gives it off to Lessman. Lessman's shot is partially blocked and then stolen by Edinburgh. Edinburgh's Isaiah Brown going down the lane, off the iron, no good. Rebound put up and in by Alex Peacock. Peacock, a little freshman, was in the right spot at the right time, now going the other way. Toppers lose control of it as it goes out of bounds for turnover number five. Lessman was the last Topper to touch it, so it will be Edinburgh ball. Back the other way, Peacock feels it. Nope, this time it will not go. Rebound comes off to Patterson. His shot won't go either. Now it's Haggard coming down on the dribble as he tries to go into the lane. Foul going to be called on Isaiah Fisher. Fisher will pick up his first, third team foul on Edinburgh. Haggard gets the inbounds pass. He'll skip it all the way up top to Fowler. Over on the right wing, no good as the shot went up by Peyton Brown. Would have counted, but didn't go in. First quarter in the books, Edinburgh 13, Hillsboro JV 9. Back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. Jen Graham, our producer, back at the studio. I'm Gary Boker. Second quarter starts off with Colin Harden trying a NBA three-pointer. It's no good. Hillsboro gets the ball as they come down the floor. An errant pass goes to the floor trying to save it. Could not do it. Turnover number six. On HHS. Edinburgh has a four-point lead. Brown's going to drive to the hole, and it's good. Fisher. Isaiah Fisher with the drive there. Outstanding job of getting to the basket, going up strong, off the glass, and good. Now lead pass intended for Lessman. He has to pick it up, come back to get it up out from under the basket. But Lessman makes a good job of it as he backs up, gets the shot to drop from the baseline. He has three. It's 15-11. Back the other way. Again, it is Drew Purple going to the basket, as it looks like Edinburgh is determined that they want to take the ball to the hole at every opportunity. Now it's Fowler with the ball over on the right wing. He'll dribble up top, look to find somebody. He's able to find Peyton Brown out in the corner. Now Brown's pass is intercepted. Up and down with authority as Colin Harden shoves that one through the rim to pick up a profound two, making it 19-11, Edinburgh with the lead. Over on the wing, it goes, whoa, little push, little shove there. It was Landon Summers with the ball, and it's going to be Colin Harden picking up his second foul. Haggart will have a seat as Mitchell Lowe is going to inbound the ball. Declan Riggs over here on the near side. But the pass comes in to Peyton Brown. Brown's going to go all the way to the basket. Came up short. Rebound to Edinburgh. They're wanting to go quickly down the floor. Lead pass intended for Drew Purple is out of his reach. Turnover number four on Edinburgh. So I've got four turnovers on Edinburgh, six turnovers on Hillsboro, unofficially, of course, as we're inside the six-minute mark. Long three by the lefty, Declan Riggs. It won't go, but the rebound comes down to Lessman. His shot won't go, but the rebound comes down to the toppers again. Over in the corner, 4-3, bottom of the net for Peyton Brown. So Peyton Brown picks up a three, makes it 19-14. Now Fisher's going to try it. Nope. Yep, they're going to give him three as Fisher got bottom of the net to give him 5 points on the game. Makes it 22-14. Riggs on the dribble, has the ball stolen away. Turnover number seven on HHS. Back the other way, skip pass over in the corner to Purple for three. Overshot it. Riggs comes up with a rebound. Coming back the other way, Riggs on the dribble with the left hand. He'll go down the lane. He'll go baseline. He'll take the jumper. It comes up short. Fighting for the rebound. It comes down to Drew Purple. Got those purple and blue shoes. And the shot's up, and the shot is good. This one, we got a stoppage of play for our tying a shoe here. They give that basket to Getz, and Getz gets three on that shot, so he'll have a bottom of the netter, and that'll give him 5 points on the game. Makes it 25-14. All of a sudden, Edinburgh has opened up an 11-point lead. Still 4:30 to go till halftime. Nokomis JV, Hillsboro JV. Try to save the ball. It's going down to the backcourt. They'll call an over and back because the toppers had control in their front court. They tossed it to the backcourt, recovered it. Over and back turnover number eight on Hillsboro. We'll give the ball to Edinburgh with 4:21 to go. The Wildcats, decked out in their black uniforms with the gold trim, they'll inbound it to Carson Getz. Getz going to get the ball back to Purple. Purple wanted to go into the lane. He was denied, tried the off-balance shot. It's no good. Coming away with a rebound was Declan Riggs. Riggs going to drive left, then right. High dribble. Now I go between the legs. The lefty will stop, pop, 4-3. It's good as he gets bottom of the net. Three threes on the day for Riggs. Gives him 9 points, makes it 25-17. 8-point lead for Edinburgh. Fisher from three. Too long, too strong. Riggs comes down with a rebound. Riggs comes down with a dribble. He'll cross midcourt. The lefty will set things up, go between his legs, and fire a long three. A little too long. Coming down with a rebound is Joey Patterson. Patterson and the Edinburgh Wildcats have the ball. They'll dish it off to Carson Getz. Getz goes over on the left side, back up top to Fisher. Fisher's going to zig and zag and go to the left side. He'll give the ball off over on the far side to Carson Getz. His shot is partially blocked, but he's fouled. So Getz is going to go to the free throw line to shoot three. Foul's going to go against Braden Fowler. Fowler will pick up his third foul of the game. And we'll have a timeout on the floor. When we come back, it'll be three free throws for the Wildcats. You're listening to WSMI. Because he has three free throws coming. First one comes up short. Getz with 5 points on the game. We'll get a second one as he eyes it, tries it, can't buy it off the right iron. So he's 0 for 2, but yes, he'll get one more. Maybe he wishes they'd taken another timeout. Third free throw from Carson Getz. Up, been good. Finally got it right. Gives him 4 and a quarter, 6 in the game. Makes it 26-17, 9-point lead for Edinburgh. Coming into the lane is Landon Summers. Summers now is going to dish it off. Long shot's up, no good. Coming up the rebound will be Dylan Glasscock just into the game for Edinburgh. He picks up his dribble near the midcourt line. Not a good thing to do. Over in the corner, it'll go to Purple. He'll fire a three. It comes up short. Coming up with a rebound is Peyton Brown. Brown brings it down on the dribble. Now he'll kick it out on the wing to Riggs. Riggs with the ball. Four blacks going to be called for the foul. That will be his second. It was on the floor, so Declan Riggs will not get free throws. It'll be inbounds by Riggs underneath his own basket. He'll kick it out and give it up to Summers, and then over to Brown for a three that rattles around and won't go down. Edinburgh comes away with a rebound as Carson Getz has it. He'll kick it off to Colin Harden. Harden, who had that 8-point first quarter, been held to 2 in the second quarter. He's going to go to the free throw line and shoot a pair, as I believe that foul is going to be called on Devlin. Let's see, it will be Dylan Devlin picking up his first. And Colin Harden short on the free throw. Maybe that's the key for the Toppers. Keep fouling him because they're missing free throws. After being 3 for 6 in the first quarter, they are now 1 for 4 in the second quarter. Second free throw coming for Colin Harden, the senior. About 6'2". Eyes it, tries it. Hup, can't buy it again. Fighting for the rebound and coming down with it is Mitchell Lowe. So the Toppers will bring it back. Over in the corner it goes to Brown. Brown is on the right wing. He'll spin, drive to the basket, stop, pop, rolls off, will not go. Fighting for the rebound, it's going to be Joey Patterson coming down with a rebound for Edinburgh High School. Gives it off to Fisher. Fisher drives and he kicks it out. Saving it out there is Harden. Harden swings it over near the side. The old give and go. Oh, a double give and go and a spin up at the glass and no good by Patterson. Twice they went to the give and go procedure and twice they could not come up with a shot. Now at the other end, a long three and bottom of the net for Declan Riggs. Riggs now has 4 threes on the day. Give him 12 points as he's trying to hold the Toppers close. It's 26-20. Block shot comes back the other way. Topper's going to try another three. This one's long and strong. Coming away with the rebound is Purple. He'll give it up and take it to the hole. They'll call a blocking foul. Count the basket as it was that man, Harden, coming to the basket. Count the basket for Harden. Gives him 4 and a quarter, 12 in a game. 1 free throw. Foul called on Riggs, that'll be his third. One free throw coming for Colin Harden. 6'2", 6'3", senior. They don't list their heights in the program. But the free throw is good. So after missing a couple, Harden comes up with a make. And he now has 5 1/4, 13 for the game. Toppers come down, miss a shot. Jump ball on the ensuing rebound as Patterson and Lowe locked horns, locked arms, and locked in with the ball. Oh, inbounds pass. Two guys went up for it. They locked horns and coming down hard on the floor. I believe that's Declan Riggs. As Riggs is going to get up, he's going to be all right. He says, Coach, don't worry about coming out. I'm okay. Well, he will come out now, so he'll have to take a break when the coach comes out to take a look at him. And it'll be Dylan Lessman into the game for him. All right. It will be Hillsboro ball when we return to action with 1:03 to go here in the first half. 29-23, Edinburgh with the lead. Passes, or the inbounds pass is deflected, then it goes back out to Patterson, or to Lowe, excuse me. Lowe's shot will not go. Fisher comes away with a rebound for Edinburgh. Fisher on a dribble drive wants to head to the basket, and now they'll take it over to the wing. Back inside they'll go. Now Fisher at the free throw line, picked up his dribble. Oh, lost his dribble as Summers comes away with a steal. Summers wanted to go all the way, but he was pressured on the defense, so he pulls it out. As he does, Fisher comes after him. Fisher commits the foul. That'll be his first. I believe that's team sixth. No, I missed one. There's seven each way. So we've got the 1-1 for the Toppers. Landon Summers. Free throws up and no good. Edinburgh coming away with it with 30 seconds to go until halftime. Edinburgh working a weave here in the last 20 seconds. Going to be a traveling call made. Make sure that you stay tuned because at halftime, we'll have the halftime show sponsored by the Carlinville Area Hospital and Clinics. Visit chscare.com. Walk-in clinic daily from 8 to 4. No appointment necessary. That'll be coming your way. Oh, nice driving layup there by Brown as he picks up his fifth point of the game. All here in the second quarter, and now a long three on the buzzer is good by Fisher as Fisher comes up with a huge three at the end of the period, giving him 8 points on the game and giving the Edinburgh Wildcats a 29-22 lead over the Hillsboro Junior Varsity team here at halftime. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. Third quarter action, we'll see the Edinburgh Wildcats starting with the ball as it'll be Carson Getz bringing the ball down on the drive. He stops. He goes reverse pass. Oh, looked like could have been a travel. Never was in control. Was Harden. Shots in is no good, and Drew Purple comes up with the rebound. So Edinburgh maintains possession. They'll drive in strong from the right side, and Carson Getz just bullies his way to the basket for his eighth point of the game. Makes it 34-22 as missed shot over there on the wing by Peyton Brown. And the Wildcats will come back again. And again, it's going to be Colin Harden picking up in the third quarter where he left off early in the first quarter, draining the threes. He gets bottom of the net for the third time today. Gives him 16 points in the game. Gives the Wildcats a 15-point lead. Shots up, no good. Haggard with the rebound, put back up, no good. Tipped around, comes down to Mitchell Lowe. His shot comes up short. Finally, Fisher comes away with the rebound. He'll give the ball off to Harden. Harden swings it back out to Getz. His shot comes up long. Harden gets the rebound, stops at the free throw line, pops, rolls off the rim, will not go. Putback is up and no good by Purple. And finally, the Hilltoppers are able to bring down the rebound. Declan Riggs with the rebound. Now, Toppers almost lose the ball down at the other end. However, it's a stop and pop from the baseline by Lessman. His shot won't go. They'll come back the other way as it'll be Carson Getz on the dribble. He wants to go all the way. A little scoop shot won't go. Mitchell Lowe comes up with the rebound for HHS. He'll dish it off to Riggs. Riggs will bring the ball down on the dribble and give it off to Brown. Brown in the corner, comes back up top to Haggard. Haggard going to go a long three. Bottom of the net. Dom Haggard with the tray gives him 5 points on the game. Back the other way, another tray. This one's off the iron for Harden. And the Toppers come away with a rebound. Trailing by 12, 37-25. 5:30 to go, third quarter. On the dribble is Riggs. Takes it over on the wing to Lessman. Lessman tries a skip pass. It is intercepted there by Purple. Purple goes down, gives it off, and gets it back. Puts a shot up, will not go. Gets his rebound, will not go. Toppers are able to recover. So Purple tried to dish it off to Harden. Harden gave it right back to Purple. Purple's shot would not go. Finally, the Toppers come away with it as we approach the five-minute mark. Trying to go inside, they're covered up inside there. Carson Getz comes away with the steal. He'll go coast to coast. Can't get the shot to drop. It is going to go out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by Edinburgh. So it looks like Lessman's going to get a break as Landon Summers will replace him in the Hillsboro lineup. Riggs and Brown walking down together on the dribble. They'll take their time getting the ball across midcourt. Now they'll go to set up, take it into the corner to Patterson. Patterson's shot's going to be deflected out of bounds. It'll still be Hillsboro ball. 4:42 showing on a third quarter clock. 37-25. It's a 12-point lead for Edinburgh. Toppers to inbound. Low looking. Pass is too long and too strong. Goes down to the other end. It's picked up there by Getz. His baseline jumper is good. Don't look now, but Carson Getz is in double digits. He has 10. Harden leading the way for 16. Three-point shot up, and it's good for the Panthers. And this one will go to Riggs. Riggs is going to pick up yet another three on the day, giving 15 points. Five threes for Declan Riggs, the 6'1 sophomore. Makes it 39-28. Toppers get a rebound off of a missed shot by the Wildcats. Riggs going to try it again. The net was all wound up. However, the rebound comes down to Lowe. Lowe goes strong to the basket, and he'll go to the free throw line as he was fouled in the act of shooting. That foul will go against Joey Patterson. It'll be his first. To the free throw line to shoot two. Mitchell Lowe looking for his first points of the game. Oh, they're going to say, we're inside the four-minute mark. Let's take a mask timeout. So with 3:59 to go here in the third quarter, Edinburgh has the lead, 39-28. Mitchell Lowe will be back to shoot two free throws when we come back from these messages on WSMI. As we return from the timeout, Mitchell Lowe misses the first free throw. He'll get another as his Toppers trail by 11. The afternoon sun is causing some light and shadow problems across the floor down at the east end. Or is it the south end? I'll have to stop and think. Maybe the south end. In any event, shots up and no good, but rebounded by the Wildcats. And Harden going in again. His shot won't go. He gets his own rebound and puts it back in. I'll tell you what, Colin Harden has really impressed me, coming up with 5 points in a quarter, 18 points for the game to lead Edinburgh tonight. I got to watch him a little bit on tape, and I was very impressed with his work conduct and his ethics on the floor. He wants to be after that ball all of the time, never takes a timeout, never takes a playoff. 41-28, it's a 13-point lead. Inbound pass is deflected as Drew Purple got a hand on that. Drew Purple is from South Fork, so he's part of the co-op with Edinburgh. I think they said they only got a couple players maybe. As coming up with a three-point shot is Riggs. It won't go, but coming up with the rebound was Dom Haggart, as Haggart gets his fifth point of the quarter, his seventh point of the game. They'll go the other way, try the reverse pass. It's deflected and stolen by Declan Riggs. Riggs with the ball, skips it all the way across the floor to Summers. Summers holds the ball high over his head. Now he'll get the ball into Haggart. Out in the corner it goes to Devlin. Devlin kicks it back up top. It's stolen away. Turnover number 8 on HHS. And at the other end, it is a easy layup for Carson Getz. Getz comes up with his 6th point of the quarter, his 12th point of the game. Getz really a leader. Now it's going to be a steal by Peacock. Peacock brings it down. He'll slow it up. He'll set it up by giving it off to Getz. Getz off to Harden. Harden back inside goes. Oh, shot's a little too long by Peacock. He deserved the shot. He got the steal. 2:15 to go. It's 43-30. 13-point lead for Edinburgh over Hillsboro's JV. Bringing the ball out, Landon Summers. He wants to set things up. Says, nah, I'll try the three-pointer. It's wide left. Goes off the backboard and the rim. Comes down to Edinburgh. Long pass to Harden. Harden for a long three off the iron. No good. Riggs comes up with a rebound. He says, let's walk the ball down as we are inside 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. He'll give it off to Summers. Landon takes it down in the corner. In the corner it goes to Haggard. Now into the middle to Devlin. Back out for a three by Riggs, who gets bottom of the net. Another three for Riggs. He has 18 points, as he has 6 points in each of the first three quarters. Now a three-pointer is up and no good by Drew Purple. And the Toppers bring the ball back down, trailing by 10. Inside it goes to Haggard. Oh, rattled around, would not go down. How in the world that ball jumped out? Haggard was snake-bitten on that one. Three-point shot comes up, an air ball. Toppers come up with the rebound. As Lowe comes up with the rebound, he was almost pushed out by Riggs, who was almost pushed by one of the members of Edinburgh. Now the Edinburgh player is going to be called for a foul, as Carson Getz should get 2 minutes for tripping, but instead he'll get personal foul number 3. And I think the officials going over to him and saying, hey, let's settle down, play nice. It'll be 3rd foul on Carson Getz. Riggs is going to have a seat, as he will be replaced by Braden Fowler. And taking a seat is Drew Purple, as Fisher will come back into the lineup for EHS. 53 seconds to go here, third quarter. 43-33, 10-point lead for Edinburgh. Hillsboro in the Sun Field has the ball, trying to go to the basket and then flipping it back. It goes out of bounds. Turnover number 9 on the Hillsboro JV. And so with 43 seconds to go here in the third quarter, Edinburgh will inbound. Fisher will bring it down the floor. He'll stop up for a three. Comes up short. Out of bounds it goes. Just click the bottom of the net, as we have Lincolnwood and Hillsboro getting ready for our game, next game. And the Lincolnwood team, decked out in their white uniforms, they're heading over to their locker room as we're about ready to finish up the third quarter. Brown for three. No, won't go. Haggart with the rebound. Foul on the play. Going to be called. This one is going to go against. I thought he said 1-3, but I'm not sure. Riggs with a long three will not go. Haggard with a rebound and the putback, and it will go. Dom Haggard has come up with 7 points here in the third quarter, 9 points for the game. Stop and pop is no good, as that was Glasscock trying it. Now down to 4, 3, 2, 1. Riggs, is he going to pull up? From the midcourt line, comes up a little bit short. We have three quarters in the book, and after three quarters, it is Edinburgh 43, Hillsboro Junior Varsity 35. Don't go away, fourth quarter action coming your way on WSMI. We're ready to get fourth quarter action started here at Nokomis High School. 8 minutes on the clock. 43-35 is the lead for Edinburgh. Riggs with the three off the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound is low. He's got it. His shot won't go. Now it is Harden coming away with the rebound. He'll dribble down, set things up. They'll try to take it inside and kick it off to Fisher. Fisher back up top to Glasscock. Glasscock to Fisher. Fisher steps into a three. It comes up short. Fighting for the rebound. Whoa. Oh, they're going to give it to Hillsboro, as it looked like Haggard might have gone out of bounds and come back in, been the first to touch it. He gets away with it. That's fine for the Hillsboro fans. Now the pass going to be deflected out of bounds, as it'll still be Hillsboro ball. 43-38, Hillsboro JV hanging right in here against Edinburgh. A very fine contest. Next game coming up will be Lincolnwood and Litchfield. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Remind you, this is our fourth game of the day. First game of the morning saw Williamsville's girls defeat Southwestern 43-16. Game two, also a girls' game, saw Hillsboro defeat Litchfield 52-26. The first boys' game of the day saw Athens defeat Hillsboro 72-48. This is our second boys' game of the day. And as we have 7:18 to go, it's 43-35, an 8-point lead for Edinburgh. Following this game, another boys' contest coming your way, Lincolnwood versus Litchfield. Then we'll have our final girls' game of the day, Nokomis and Greenville, to do battle at about 5 o'clock. Two boys' games to finish up the night, Centralia and Effingham at 6:30. And then the host team, the Nokomis Redskins, will take on Madison. Boys' contest to finish the night along at about 8 o'clock this evening. Inbounds pass went all the way across from one side to the other and out of bounds as the Toppers turn the ball over for the 10th time today. And Edinburgh, leading by 8 with 7:17 to go, will inbounds. It'll be Fisher bringing it down on a dribble. He'll take the ball over on the wing, give it off to Harden. Harden into the corner, three-pointer up, and it's good as Alex Peacock gets bottom of the net. His first tray gives him 5 points on the game. Back the other way, trying to force the issue, was Peyton Brown. However, he is recovered as the pass goes out on the corner. Shot is missed by Brown. And Edinburgh comes down with it. They're trying to go the other way. Shots blocked. Good. Clean block there by the Toppers. And Haggard comes away with the ball. He'll give it off to Riggs. Riggs brings it up on the dribble. Now he'll pass off to Peyton Brown. Brown picks his ball up, the ball up at midcourt. Gives it off, and it goes into Mitchell Lowe. Lowe wanting to power his way to the basket. And foul going to be. Oh, be careful there, young man. As the foul's going to be called on Colin Harden, and he had a bit of a hand flap on the hips. You don't get away with that, shall I say, with certain officials. Mitchell Lowe to the free throw line to shoot two. First one's up, finally rolls in. After missing his first two, he makes this one. That's the first point of the game for Mitchell Lowe. He'll get another one at the 6:17 mark. He eyes it. He tries it. Yep, can't buy it. As this time Harden comes off with it, he'll drive to midcourt. Then he'll give it off to Patterson. Patterson going to stop and pop from 15. It won't go. Lowe comes up with a rebound. Should I say Lowe went high to get the rebound? You knew I was going to go there, didn't you? Back the other way, it goes to Haggard. Haggard out in the corner, gives it off to Brown. Brown for three, won't go, but there for the rebound was Fowler. Fowler's putback, however, goes right over the rim, handy over twice. No points on that time down the floor. Still a 10-point game. Fisher up top, gives it off to Harden. Harden over on the wing, dishes it off to Peacock. Back to Harden for a long three. It hits the front iron, crawls over, crawls around, and falls off. Haggard comes away with the rebound, gives it off to Riggs. Riggs brings it down the left side. Riggs wants to drive. He's being stopped there by Fisher. He'll pick his dribble up, get the ball in to Haggard. Oh, Haggard with a nice pass. Give him a great assist as Mitchell Lowe was in the right place at the right time for his first field goal to go along with one free throw. Lowe has three. It's down to an 8-point game and a missed shot there by Peacock as Riggs was simply waiting on the other side of the basket. Riggs, by the way, has 18 points on the game. Two threes in the first quarter, two threes in the second quarter, two threes in the third quarter. Very consistent play by Mr. Riggs. Now a timeout going to be called by, it looks like Hillsboro is going to call the timeout. As they take a break, we'll take a break as well. 4:51 to go here in the fourth quarter. 46-38, Edinburgh with a lead. Hillsboro with the ball when we come back on WSMI. Hillsboro JV with the ball, 4:44 showing on the fourth quarter clock. They trail by 8. 46-38, Edinburgh with the lead. This is an Edinburgh team that was 2-5 on the season. Riggs for a three. This one comes up short. Riggs, who the Toppers have been able to count on for 6 points in each quarter, has yet to score here in the fourth quarter. Fisher now with a bounce pass to Harden. Harden's going to kick it over to the far side to Peacock. Peacock with a baseline jumper, and it's good. Alex Peacock, the freshman, has come up with 5 points in the quarter, 7 points in the game for Peacock. Now it's a long three, bottom of the net for Peyton Brown. His second tray of the day gives him 8 points. Back the other way, it's Patterson. Shots up, will not go. He'll go to the free throw line. That's what happens when you power the ball to the basket. Foul's going to go on Mitchell Lowe. That will be his first. I have that down as Patterson's first free throw attempt of the night. He will shoot two as he'll eye the first, try the first, can't buy the first. Second one's up, second one's good. So Patterson now is on the board. His first points of the game makes it 49-41, 8-point lead. Riggs has a pass go right between his legs, a cross-court pass. And a timeout going to be called by Edinburgh, 49-41, 3:53 to go here in the fourth quarter. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a quick break as well, and we'll be back after this one message on WSMI. Jennifer Graham with a busy day back at the studio as she has taken over the duties and is spinning those dials to keep us on the air. Levi Ubelt with earlier duties. He has been relieved. And at 3:53 to go here in the fourth quarter, Edinburgh with the lead and the ball. They'll get it into Harden, who takes one dribble, picks it up. That's not a wise thing to do. Gets the ball off to Fisher. Fisher, who's being hounded there by Fowler, picks up his dribble. Oh, had the idea with the backdoor cut for Harden. Just couldn't quite come up with it. Turnover number 10 on Edinburgh. We'll give the ball back to Hillsboro. Inside the four-minute mark we go. It's an 8-point game. Hillsboro on the short end of it, but still in the running here. Up top, it'll go to Riggs. Riggs, who has had the hot hand from three-point land in the first three quarters, tries to force it through the middle. It won't go. Coming away with it is the Edinburgh Wildcats. First shot's no good. Peacock on the follow-up is good. Peacock has 7 in the quarter, 9 in the game. It's a 10-point lead, 51-41. Now, Harden scared somebody sitting there on the first row as he was charging after that ball. put on the brakes, didn't end up in her lap. She's very thankful for that. She has one of those sheepish smiles right now. Likes to be close to the action, but not quite that close, maybe. 3-10 and counting as the toppers go to the basket. Shot is missed. Rebound goes to the toppers. Then they lose the ball for turnover number 11. Back the other way. Foul going to be called as this one will go against Fowler. And Fowler picks up his fourth foul. To the free throw line will go Alex Peacock. Peacock, after a quiet first three quarters where he had only 2 points, now goes to the free throw line looking for his eighth point of the quarter and his 10th point of the game. Shots up and shots good. Give him now 8 points in the quarter, 10 points in the game. He's in double figures. Patterson will go out as Purple will replace him. Getz is back in the ball game as well as Matthew Luttrell. First time we've seen him in a while. Peacock's second free throw. He'll eye it, he'll try it, he'll buy it. 2 for 2 in the charity stripe is Alex Peacock, the freshman. 53-41, now a steal by Peacock as he leaped high, got his fingers on that, deflected it, and then got hold of it, brought it down. Now he has the ball go right through his hands and into the hands of Coach Jake Thomas. Made a good catch, Coach. But turnover goes against the Wildcats. I have them down unofficially for 11 with 2:43 to go here in the fourth quarter. Toppers need some points. They trail by 12, 53-41. Over in the wing it goes to Lessman. Lessman has the ball stolen away. Turnover number 13. Coming back the other way is Harden. He'll go length of the floor and put it up and off the glass. He was contested, but took it up strong for his 20th point of the game. Makes it 55-41. Back to Riggs, the lefty, a long three. Nope, this one rattles in and out. Harden comes up with a rebound. Eyes in the sun. He decides to take a dribble and get out of the sun. Takes the ball over to the wing. Shots up by Luttrell. It won't go for the rebound. Oh, nice dish off. Up and good. Peacock's going to get the points, but the assist goes to Drew Purple as he drew the defense and then did a good job of getting the ball to the shooter, Peacock. Foul going to be called now on Edinburgh. This will go on sure who they called that one on. It goes on number 4, Carson Getz, and that'll be his fourth foul. Now Harden is going to sit down with those 20 points. Coming into the game is Finn Swinger, freshman. And Riggs is going to have a seat. He'll be replaced by Caden Sanders in the lineup. Sanders inbounds the ball. Excuse me, that's Mills. Catch Mills has the ball. Mills inbounded it. Now loose ball on the floor, contended, and it is the toppers who come away with it. Kitch Mills, number 21 for HHS. I'm looking at the wrong scorecard there. Mills in the ballgame for the first time tonight with a final 1:25 to go. Over on the wing it goes to Summers. Summers going to give the ball down in the corner. He'll give it off to Devlin. Devlin back to Summers. They look inside and throw it to nobody in particular. Edinburgh comes away with it. Lead pass. The shot's up, and the shot's good by Drew Purple. Picks up his fifth point. His fifth point of the game. We got a timeout just to get a substitute in. Once we get the substitute in, we're ready to go again. And that's Skylar Marsters, who's just in the game. And Dylan Glassbrock is in. Glasscock is in the game as well. It'll go inside. Poke checked out. Haggard had the ball. Haggard had it knocked away. He's able to recover. He's able to stop, pop, get it to drop. Dom Haggard in double figures now with 11 points as we're into the final minute of this contest. 59-43 is the lead for Edinburgh. An injured player down. They're going to have a timeout now. They waited until Hillsboro got control of the ball. It is Peyton Brown who may have rolled that ankle a little bit. The good news is he's walking off on his own steam. So they're going to bring a substitute in for him, Dylan Lessman, into the contest with 39 seconds to go. They're going to start all over again as Mr. Schwartz is going to say, let's inbound the ball over here. The Toppers will do so, trailing by 16 with 35 seconds to go. It'll come in to Dylan Lessman. Lessman goes into the corner. Long three, a little too long. Fighting for the rebound. It's going to come down to Haggart. Haggart's going to kick it out for a three. That's no good by Landon Summers. Now the Wildcats going to go down quickly. Looking for a three, passing up a three. Now passing it on up top for a long, strong three that will not go. Final 10 seconds rolling off the clock. Nice pass inside. Shots up. Shots good by Matthew Lou Luttrell. And that's the way this one is going to finish as the Edinburgh Wildcats are going to win this one 61-43 over the Hillsboro JV. And give credit to that JV team. They did a good job of staying with Edinburgh longer than most people thought was possible. But stay tuned. Post-game show sponsored by Steak and Shake in Litchfield. Stop by after the game for a delicious steak burger. Post-game show coming up after these messages on WSMI.